Hello, everyone. It's Marissa. My pronouns are she, her. And welcome back to Hurtling Through Hard Times. Today is a very exciting day. Oh, my gosh. It's so crazy. But today is our 100th episode. I cannot believe it. Oh, my goodness. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you to everyone. Thank you. I was playing around with the soundboard and I realized that there's applause on here. And I was like, oh, I have to do that. But yeah, today's our 100th episode. I'm so excited. Today, I was really stumped. I was having a really hard time trying to figure out what the heck I was going to talk about with you guys today. Because I feel like it's both a crazy big episode, but it's also just a regular episode. Like, there's nothing super special about this, but like, I don't know. I'm just so excited. It's so cool. I just can't believe that we've done this many and that you guys have been here for this many, whether you started this week, like this is your first episode, this is your 100th episode, this is your 20th. Like, I am so grateful that you're here. I'm so grateful that you're listening. And I hope that the things that I've done and the way that I've talked to you guys has helped you in some sort of way. So pretty exciting. But as I was getting into what I wanted to talk about today, I decided I wanted to talk about success and failure, because throughout my experience with this, there has been so much failure, as much, if not more, than there was success. And I feel like it's important to talk about the fact that I didn't get here today just on a whim. Like, I put in so much work, so much effort into this, and I want you guys to know that, like, this is something that everybody can do. Like, you can be successful in whatever you want to do. It just means you have to put in the work for it. And so I'm super excited. I'm really excited to talk about embracing failure, learning from your mistakes. And yeah. So don't forget to rate and review the podcast. Go check out the merch store. If you rate and review the podcast, send me a DM on Instagram at htht.podcast to prove that you did it, and I will send you a 25% off coupon on your order. You also are going to be looking out on the Instagram whenever you're listening to this, because if you're listening to this, hopefully around the time that it comes out, because we are doing a sale. And I'm so excited. You guys are going to go check it out on the Instagram or on on the Instagram or the Facebook, wherever you follow or do anything, you can see about that. I'm not going to give it away on here, but it's pretty good. So make sure you guys go check that out. Literally do it while you're listening. Hello? Go do it while you're listening to this episode, please. Anyway, now for the 100th time, what color is your heart today? I am feeling pink. I'm wearing a pink shirt, a pink sweatshirt. I feel pink overall. My water bottle has pink on it. My watch band is pink. Wow. I'm actually wearing a lot of pink. This is kind of crazy. But I'm feeling pink just because I feel really good. It's like a light pink, kind of a pastel pink. I'm feeling like light, good, happy, energetic, just overall ready. Like, I don't really get nervous coming into the studio anymore. Like, it just doesn't happen. Although the studio is hot, so whenever I come in here, I have to take off whatever layers I'm wearing because I literally burn up and I sweat. So I feel like I'm like not nervous, but I have like the symptoms of being nervous. I don't know. But I'm feeling good overall. I'm really excited. I'm really happy that you guys are here. So without further ado, let's get into today's episode. I've been talking with my students in my British accent so much more, and it's just so funny. So I obviously have to do it with you guys too, at least once an episode. Okay, I feel like it's important to acknowledge when we have failure and when we have success. It's great to celebrate success, but it's also great to celebrate our failures. So I really want to talk about embracing our failure, learning from our mistakes, how to analyze them, how to move with them, build with them, create, not give up. And so that's what we're going to kind of get into today. So as you guys know, I am an elementary education major. I do not study business or technology at all. So everything that I've done has nothing to do with my major, which is, it's crazy, because it's like I'm going to school for this other thing, but I'm working on something else outside of it that's like an amazing passion that I have. But it's been a huge learning curve for me. Like, when I started with the podcast, I can tell you I sucked. Like, go listen. Well, don't go listen. Well, yeah, go listen. I don't know. You can go check out my previous episodes, like my early episodes where I film like with my sister, with my friends, and you can hear the difference. Like you can see the difference visually, you can hear the difference. It's crazy. And it kind of blows my mind. Like the fact that over this span of 100 episodes, I have done so much, and yet I feel like I haven't done enough. Like, I feel like I'm still climbing. I feel like I'm still on this journey, getting to the destination. I don't even know what the destination is. I feel like that's the best part about this. But it's interesting because when I decided that I was going to go into doing the podcast, I thought that it was cool, and it was like a skill I got to learn. I didn't realize how complicated it would be, and so that's been taking a toll, like learning how to not only record, but edit, post, film, adjust. Like, there's so much that goes into this. Adjusting the sound bars. Like, I have this giant board in front of me that's, like, all the different sounds, all the things I can do. Like, adjusting. I have, like, headphones that I have to wear so I can monitor the sound while I film. Like, there's so much that I never actually thought about how it would go into it. A part of me was just thinking, like, I can press record and get started. No. Unfortunately, that's not how it goes. But on top of that, I also had to learn the business side of things. So when I started the actual business, I had to learn, how the heck do I create my own website? How do I work on like trademarks and getting funding and using my funding? Like, I am not a finance major. Like, I don't know how to budget my money like that. I don't know how to put that into a business. I don't know how to put it into a business or a nonprofit. And so it's been a very interesting way of learning that I did not expect. And so I have failed countless times. And there are probably a lot of things that I've messed up on. Even with like the business side of things, if I mess up on a t-shirt or sweatshirt, sometimes it's not fixable. Like sometimes I literally can't fix it. Sometimes, I don't know, I feel like there's so many things that I mess up on. Sometimes I forget to upload an episode. I record it wrong, and then I basically just spend an hour doing recording and editing just for nothing to work. Like, there are so many things that have gone wrong and so many things that have, like, made me just freak out and so upset. But it's nothing that's ever made me want to stop doing what I do. And I think that's a huge part of it, is that even though I have failures and I have things that, like, don't do well and that fail, I still get up and try again and I'm doing something different. And I think a lot of that is because I know strategies that help bring failure to success. So one thing that I think about is reframing my mindset. I have gotten really good at viewing failure as an opportunity of growth instead of a negative experience. And it took a long time for me to get there because I don't always fail just in this business side of things. Like, I fail things in track, being an athlete. I can sometimes fail like in school. I actually don't really fail in school. I don't fail. I feel like it's such a strong word and it's kind of scary to think about the fact that, like, oh, you fail something in school. So like, we've all gone through something where we've done really bad on an assignment. We failed a project. Like, it's okay to fail. And it's not a negative experience. It's something where you get an opportunity for growth. So something that I really pride myself on and shape is that when I go into teaching, I don't want to be able to fail a student in the sense that if they don't do well, they have an opportunity to try again. You don't just get a failing grade and not get to try again. A huge part about failure is learning from your mistakes and growing. And so giving the opportunities to grow is a huge, huge part of learning. And I don't know if we've ever had a teacher in school like this, but it's like if you fail a paper or a homework assignment or something and you actually thought you did well, or like you didn't understand it, but you had to turn in anyway, you fail it and then your teacher won't let you correct it or try to hand it back in again. That sucks. And it's so frustrating because it's like you might actually want to learn the material, but if they're not even going to try to give you a chance to learn from your mistakes, what's the point? And that's a huge thing. I think another one is analyzing your mistakes. So reflect on what went wrong, what you could have done differently. I think about this in so many different ways. Even sometimes, like when I'm filming or when I'm doing a homework assignment, I think about the fact that I could have done that better. Like, there, I didn't put my all into that, or that didn't go as well as I should have. I think about that as well in like a race, when I'm racing. So if you're an athlete, you can think about an athletic performance. When I'm running, I get done with the race, and there are some races where I get done and I'm like, I did not put my all into that. Like, I'm not tired. It's the same thing with practice. I think that happens to me a lot more in practice, where I try to hold some energy back, and then by the end of it, like, I'm not as tired as everyone else. And it's frustrating, because that's a mistake that I made, and I have to analyze what went wrong, which is the fact that I didn't try hard enough, and what I could have done differently was giving it my all. And you kind of have to analyze what you did wrong and how you're going to fix it. Another one is learning from others' mistakes. There are so many studies and things where you see successful people's failures and you can learn from their experiences. Like, it's actually insane. Like, people that might have failed out of school. I think it was, there was a football player who got kicked off of his college team and then made it to the Super Bowl this year or something. Like, it's just crazy that people fail all the time. And we don't see it, because on social media and in public, a lot of the times we're posting our successes. Like, I'm not going online to post a failure of mine. I don't know about you. So we have to remember that everyone fails. Like, no one in this world is perfect, and it's because we're all human. And that's okay. And so learning from others' failures is another way that you can help grow, because then it can maybe avoid you making that same mistake or that same failure. And you can learn from it, grow from it, and acknowledge it. Another thing is, taking risks, but it's a calculated risk. So you don't need to be afraid of trying new things, and it means stepping outside of your comfort zone, but you don't have to do it in a sense where, like, everything's out of your control. I think that's a huge part of the journey, is taking risks, but people are scared to take those risks because they don't want it to fail and they don't want it to be wrong. So even if you step outside your comfort zone and you try something new, you kind of have to be okay with, okay, this could fail. Like, I might not do well. And that's totally okay. So I think taking calculated risks where you kind of plan it out a little bit more and it's not just a on the whim kind of thing, I think that helps a lot. I'm not gonna lie. I think that that's a great idea. This is probably my favorite one. Talking about embracing a growth mindset. You have to believe your abilities can develop through the hard work and dedication that you're putting into whatever it is that you're doing. If you don't have a growth mindset, if you have a closed mindset, and you just think, I can't do this, I'm gonna fail, I suck, like, where are you going? Like, where are you going in life? Where is that getting you? Nowhere. You're staying in the exact same spot. You're not pushing out of your comfort zone. There's a huge idea of, like, controlling what you can control within, like, calculated risks, and then the growth mindset. You have to be open to the change that comes with a growth mindset. And that's one that I think a lot of people struggle with. It's one that I've struggled with for a really long time, and I finally feel a lot more comfortable with my growth mindset and trying new things and being open to new things. And I'm not as type A as I used to be, where it was like, everything has to be done one way, my way, and if it's not done that way, it's not good enough. That was probably one of my biggest struggles growing up, was being that type A and needing to have control over everything. And once I learned that some things are out of your control, it got so much easier to live. I'm not gonna lie. Like, I felt so much better knowing that not everything rides on me. Not everything's my fault. Not everything has to be perfect for me, for anybody else. Like, it's okay to just be a human and mess up. And, like, you're not failing all the time. And if you do fail, it's okay, because you learn from those failures. Failure is not given to you just to fail you. Like, it's given to you in a sense of growth. And when you take that failure, using your growth mindset, take what you can learn from that and grow, that's the whole point. That's the entire idea. Next is focusing on the progress, not perfection. I feel like it's so important to celebrate those small wins, acknowledge your progress along the way. I keep talking about this, but it's not about the destination. It's about the journey. And I love the idea of thinking about the journey, because when you get to the destination, great. What do you do now? Whereas with the journey, you're constantly pushing for more and more and more. And so that's why in the beginning of the episode, I said, I don't really have a goal, like an end goal for this. I don't have one thing that I'm trying to get to. Instead, I'm just continuing to grow. Like, I have over 2,000 followers on Instagram. Great. Let's get to 3,000. After that, let's get to 4,000. Like, let's keep growing. And when I'm selling things, I did a few pop-up shops this past year. Great. What can I do this year? What can I do to spread my message and get out there? And it's all about that process and that goal and driving to get there. It's not always about just the destination. You also have to practice resilience. Oh my God. bouncing back from setbacks is so hard. Like I have the hardest time bouncing back because when I fail, I just feel like the world's over. Like I feel like I did it wrong. I can't get any better. I feel like I can't try again. It feels like the world ended in a certain sense. So when people are like, you can just try again, but what if I fail again? Like there's that like fear of failure that I think is a huge thing that a lot of us get into, but practicing that resilience where being able to bounce back from your setups, you have to have determination, persistence, so many things that you may not have realized that you need. And I think another important side of that is then seeking feedback from others, asking for that constructive criticism, identifying areas that need improvement. I do this all the time as an athlete and as a coach. My athletes are constantly asking me for feedback, and I do the same thing with my coaches. I'm constantly asking for feedback. What can I improve? What can I do better? Does this look okay? What about this? I was thinking about not feeling as confident with this, so what if I tried this? Seeking feedback is a huge part of growth, and if you're seeking feedback, that means you're doing something right. Like you're asking for that constructive criticism. I was just with my hurdlers this week, and one of them told me that she wanted me to be Gordon Ramsay for her, and she was like, I need you to give me the tough love. Like, be aggressive, tell me what I'm doing wrong so I can fix it. And I was like, okay, well, I'm not gonna be Gordon Ramsay. I can't be mean. And so then one of the other girls was having issues, and I told her, like, I'm gonna pull out the hammer. Like, I'm gonna be so mean. And she goes, no offense, but you're not mean. Like, she's like, you're not intimidating at all. And I was like, oh, okay, perfect, thanks. But I feel like it's so important to ask for that criticism. Like, it's okay to ask for feedback, ask for constructive criticism. What's the worst that happens? They tell you no? No. The best thing that could happen is that they give you feedback that you can then use to improve yourself and get better. And that's on period. Next is reflecting on your failures. You can share your experiences with both yourself and others and learn from that. A huge part about failure for me is that I'm embarrassed to share it. And I know a lot of people probably feel this way. It feels embarrassing to share the fact that I failed at something. Like, I've talked about this before, but this past May, I competed in my conference meet for track and field, and I was running the 100 hurdles, and I hit, like, the third to last hurdle. I stumbled and fell before the second to last hurdle, and I was, like, in a place where I was going to place. Like, it was going to be a really good race. It was probably my best race of the season, and I fell. And I got last, and it was so hard. And I reflect back on that every time I go to hurdle practice, because that was one of my hardest falls. That was one that had the biggest reward and failure for me, losing points for both myself and my team. It was so emotionally difficult. I could not stop crying. Like, it is something that honestly kind of traumatized me. Like, it was so hard failing in front of so many people, failing myself. I felt like I failed my coaches, my teammates. Like, as soon as I crossed the finish line, one of my friends that I had raced against, like, she had to, like, bear hug me. Like, she had to pick me up off the ground because I was crying so hard. And I reflect back on that all the time. And it's so frustrating to think about. But it's something that I've used, and it's a story that I've been able to share with others. And I reflect on my own failures to help others. So when we're talking about learning from others' failures, I had a girl I was coaching last week, and she fell hard. Like, it was a hard fall. And it was one of her first times going over the hurdles. And I could tell that it mentally scarred her. And so after practice, we all sat in a circle, and I shared my story as to, like, me falling in a race. And, like, it hurts and it sucks, but it's okay. Like, I'm still here. I'm still running. I'm still racing. I'm a collegiate athlete. Like, that's not something that less than 6% of people can say that they're a collegiate athlete. Like, that's crazy. And so it's okay to seek feedback, reflect on those failures, share those experiences with others, and then you learn from their insights. I feel like I got kind of emotional on that one. It's something that really bothers me, and it's something that it's a regret that I have, and I don't even know how I would have been able to fix it. Like, it's something that happens so fast, you can't fix it, but it still sucks, and it's something that I think about all the time. And that's okay. And so the fact that I reflect on my failures and I work towards making it better, that's the entire reason that I do the things that I do. Like, I'm consistently putting in the work, practicing, trying hard to be myself, to work hard at myself, and I get there, like, and it works. And so I'm not going to give up on that anytime soon. The last side of this is I want you guys to think about keep moving forward. You can't dwell on your failures. You have to think of them as like stepping stones. And it's hard. Like, I totally understand that it's hard when you feel like everything's crumbling down and you feel like nothing can go right. But if you keep moving forward, like, I'm always thinking about, like, just keep swimming, just keep swimming. Like, I use Nemo and Finding Nemo, like, all the time. It's so funny. I love that saying. But it's okay to have that failure. But what you do with the failure is then what's important. Like, am I going to let it go to waste? Or am I going to do something and make it better? I also wanted to kind of hit on a little bit of self-sabotage in a way of, like, fear of failure. I feel like a lot of us, like, everybody experiences failure, okay? But there's a part of us that's like, we truly self-sabotage ourselves. And part of it is because we subconsciously think disappointing those around us or ourselves is going to equal, like, depression, low self-esteem. And we are resilient. Like, I feel so much self-sabotage in my daily life that I have to, like, restrain myself from. And it's like, I feel like I can't do this. I can't do this. I don't want to do this. Like, I can't do that. And the risk of losing my community, feeling isolated, being scared or ignored, like, it's so scary. And it feels, that's what it feels like. Like, it feels like no one's going to accept you for the failure that you created. And it's okay. And so I'm currently learning not to let fear of disappointing others stop myself from taking successes and making honest mistakes, because making mistakes is a part of life and that's totally okay. And I feel like a huge part of accepting failure is being like, okay, I failed, now let's try again. It's so annoying and it's so frustrating, but I want you guys to remember that failure isn't bad. It moves you and it moves you onto the right path. And guess what? Even if you fail on that new path, you're still one step closer to success. And even though, like, you have to fail, accept those failures and try again, there's no elevators to success. Like, you're constantly having to go up these stairs. You might fall and that's okay. But there, you can't just do whatever you want and expect to meet your goals. You have to have a plan. You have to know that failure comes with that. And although I would love to have an elevator to success, I know that I have to take the stairs and I know that it's it's better for all of us. So the last thing that I want to leave you guys with today on our 100th episode is that the difference between success and failure is often just one more try. You may have failed 100 times, but maybe the 101st time is the time you're going to get it right. And so I want you guys to remember that next time you think that you can't try something again, you have to give up. I can guarantee that in the next time you try, the next few times you try, you're going to get it. And it's okay to have that failure. It's okay to want to give up. But it's the people that continue to push through that failure that are the people that end up being the most successful. So I hope you guys enjoyed today's 100th episode. It's kind of crazy. Like, I'm still kind of in shock from it. But I really appreciate you guys being here, listening, and I will see you guys next week. Bye, guys.